Section 4. The examinations. Before you can be issued an original Mississippi driver license, you must pass three exams: the vision exam, the computerized exam, and the driving exam. Each is described below. The exams are designed to answer the following questions. Do you know the Mississippi traffic laws and the rules of safe driving? Can you read, understand, and follow traffic signs and signals? Are you a safe and skillful driver? Do you understand and have the proper attitude toward the rights of pedestrians and other drivers? Do you understand how to keep your vehicle in safe condition? Are you physically and mentally capable of driving safely? Computerized exam. The computerized exam is based on the information in this manual. It especially focuses on Mississippi traffic laws, safe driving rules, and driver license requirements. To prepare, study this manual carefully. Vision exam. Your eyes will be checked to make sure you see well enough to drive safely. What if I fail the computerized exam? If you fail the computerized exam, you may retake it the following business day. If you do not pass after three attempts, you must wait 30 days to retake the computerized exam. What if I am not a good reader? If you are reading impaired, have someone teach you the contents of this manual. The computerized exam includes a headset, and the machine will read the questions and answers aloud for you. What if I fail the vision exam? If your eye test indicates that you may need glasses, you must have your eyes tested by an eye specialist or optometrist. You will be given a vision form, DE26, to be filled out by your eye specialist or optometrist. If you are under the care of a physician for any reason, a certificate concerning your physical or mental condition may be required before you take your examinations. Driving, road, exam. The driving exam tests your ability to operate a motor vehicle. It is designed to measure your safety and skill as a driver. When do I take my driving exam? You may take the driving exam after you have held a learner's permit for 1 year. At this point, you are eligible to apply for the intermediate license. The driving exam is required for an intermediate license. If you are 17 years old or older and have not held an intermediate license, you may take the driving exam when you apply for a regular driver license. What do I need for my driving exam? If you are under 17 years old, you must have your application, learner's permit. If you are 17 years old or older, you must have your application, social security card, certified birth certificate, and two proofs of residence. Bring your learner's permit if you have one. In addition, you must be accompanied by a person with a valid driver license. Be in a legally licensed motor vehicle with proof of valid insurance. We recommend the vehicle you have been practicing in. You will use your vehicle for the test. Be sure the vehicle has all necessary equipment to pass an inspection. What if I fail the driving exam? If you fail the driving exam, you must wait 1 full week before retaking the exam. What will happen during my driving exam? A trained examiner from the Department of Public Safety will give you the exam. Only you and the examiner may be in the vehicle during the test. Exception: if you are hearing impaired or do not speak English, an interpreter may accompany you. Before you begin, the examiner will inspect your lights, horn, brakes, and vehicle registration. If the vehicle does not pass inspection, the exam will be postponed until you return in a vehicle that meets legal requirements. The examiner will tell you where to drive and what driving maneuvers to make. The examiner will never attempt to trick or confuse you. You may be directed to execute right and left turns, to make a safe, smooth stop, to back properly, to park and stop on a hill, to parallel park, and to do a turnabout. What will the examiner be watching for? The examiner will pay close attention to how you control the vehicle, including your posture, your use of signals and of driving lanes, your response to warning signs, stop signs, and traffic signals, your attitude toward pedestrians and other vehicles, drivers. The examiner's observation will be listed on your record of examination, and you will be graded accordingly. You will fail the exam if you have too many errors, drive dangerously, violate the law, have an accident, or disobey instructions. After the exam, the examiner will explain your mistakes and inform you whether you passed.